Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Big day racing today at Goulburn. Tony Rabbiter joins me now from Goulburn. How are you, Tony?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. What's the day like? Have you copped any rain at all? There's rain forecast, but has any hit your way?
No, not as yet. Look, it's just starting to break up, actually. It's a bit promising. We, like everywhere else, we're not sure what's going to happen. But in saying that, around about 1 o'clock, around about race time, it's forecast for a bit of rain here, so we'll have to just wait and see, I guess.
So this stage, no one really knows. It's one of those things that could just burst out of the sky at any moment, because the way it's moving, you just don't know when it's going to arrive, that storm.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the East Coast, coming from the south as well, and a bit from the west, so just not sure how it's going to affect Goulburn. At the moment, we've got a good four. We kept it at a soft five for most of the week because, you know, basically this track, it'll die off pretty quickly. The heat, the heat's pretty full on the track, like most of the day. Like, you know, if a bit of overcast weather like this, pending rain, we've got a good four. It may stay like that, but if it doesn't, it could even upgrade. So we'll just see what happens.
Where's the rail today?
It's in the True.
Right, how's your grass standing up?
Well, it's it's nice. We done a very big prep for it on the club championships, country championships. So it's had a lot of feed put into it, a lot of time on it, and at the moment it actually looks like a picture, mate. It's really nice.
Beautiful. All right, well, terrific. Enjoy the day. Great day's racing there today, Tony.
I appreciate it. Thanks for your support.
Thanks. Tony Rabbiter there from Goulburn. 8:10 at Sky Sports Radio. And they're about to load for the 11th at Randwick, the barrier trial. So we will take this trial shortly. It's got Loving Gabby in it. John Scores joins today to have a look at the races today at Goulburn. How are you, John?
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Good morning, everyone. You have a little bit overcast, Sean, at the moment, but maybe that rain stays off for the rest of the day. Only a 7-race card, but as usual, mate. On a Thursday, we don't usually get to Goulburn on a Thursday, but most days are good to be at Goulburn. It's a pretty kind track to us, and good to see the usual support from the city and city trainers and jockeys, and best of the locals in the surrounding areas, Sean. So a couple of the races later on are pretty open, but it looks a good day.
Right, I know the first, 1 Banter 13, 2 Major Danger 250, 3 The Soloist 550, 4 Miss Antares 420, 5 Alexandra 21, 6 Elective 23, 7 Luxurial 550, 8 Motime 950, 9 Biblos Boy 151, the favourite, 2 Major Danger 250.
Yeah, got to go with him, Sean. I was with this, I made it 2, 3, 7, and 4. I was with him down at the Sapphire Coast. He was too hot for them there at pretty juicy odds as well. I took him on at Goulburn going to a class 2 from the wide gate. I brought him unstuck as well, Sean. I tried to ride him a little bit conservative there. Gibbo rode him, and he was just a bit fierce and off a 3-week break as well. So he's got a better gate today than he persists with the class 2 on his home track. And why wouldn't you? It looks like a beautiful race for him. So I think he's going to take plenty of beating. I threw the soloist in here, Richard Freeman, the people's trainer, as they say. This was good the two times we saw it at Goulburn. His first two runs at won a 3-year-old maiden, then jumped and beat Think Like a Fox in a 1300. Look, down the track at Wyong when it resumed there, but this is probably more its cup of tea, the big straight stretches here. So I thought it was probably one of the main dangers with the right run. 7 Luxurial for Tash Burley. Geez, what a run she's having. And I like this at the 1,000 metres. It was pretty good when it ran second there at Wagga. It won at Maruya at the 1,000. The 1,200 didn't really suit it. It went a little bit too keenly there. So I don't mind it resuming. It could have the last say. And I thought for 4, Miss Antares, this one of Jared Austin's, a good winner when it resumed up at Wyong and gets gate 1 at the 1,000. Here's a good advantage. But the Major Danger will take some beating. 2, 3, 7, 4, Sean.
Righto, race 2, 1 Spring Creek Star, 340, 2 Akoi, 650, 3 Casino Angel, 12, 4 Lord Heron, 320, 5 Syndicone, 11, 6 Hold All Tickets, 750, 7 Motto Missoura, 950, 8 See Me Out, 13, 9 Tearaway Charlie, 17, favourite 320, 4 Lord Heron.
Yeah, I'm going to make him the good thing of the day here, Lord Heron, Sean. I know he's getting straight to a class 2. I think he's come back really well this prep. He won here on the championships day, but they're only maiden horses. Sakura goes okay. It was a bit green. I just like the look of him in the yard. I think he had it won as soon as I laid eyes on him. I hadn't seen him prior, but I think he's nice and progressive, and he takes him straight to a class two here, Jace Coyle, and keeps him at Goulburn up to the 1,400 metres. He just might be progressive enough to put a couple on the bounce here. So I'll go with him and make him the good thing of the day. Look, Spring Creek Star, he's been placed both times. He's been to Goulburn, went around at Canterbury there first up, was wide all the way, Handle the Truth, and I Am a Cook. A little wonder he got a bit tired. So he's been placed a few times second up. So a fair few things in his favour. Got to spot them a little bit of weight, but I guess he probably deserves to. I threw Casino Angel in. She won here. She won a Class 1 going back to January, 3 runs ago. And, look, she's had a couple of spaces between runs. Last time, Kembla Grange probably didn't really suit her staying back and in, but she can improve here. Look, outside those, probably two, Akoi for Robin Luke Price. Now, a run was okay, and the form out of it's been pretty good. It's drawn to get a few favours. But, look, as I mentioned, I think he's quite progressive, Lord Heron, so I'll make him the good thing of the day for a special 1-3-2, Sean.
Now, here's the 11th trial.
Refused to go. She jumped and has gone about 20 metres. So Shawamekul lead from Loving Gabby and Wider Oaks a star. Off the track is Kennebec, and they're followed then by Aspect Ratio and Not a Royal Doubt. So they come around the home turn now, and Shawamek cornered three-quarters Loving Gabby, who travelled up well second. They kick away. They're three lengths Oaks a star, and then Kennebec Aspect Ratio and Not a Royal Doubt heading down to the 200, and Loving Gabby under a nice hold moved up to Shawamek. It's taken a narrow lead. They're clear then from Oaks a star, but it's Loving Gabby. She starts to surge clear late. This is pretty nice work here from Loving Gabby. She won by two lengths Shawamek, third home Oaks a star, fourth Kennebec from Aspect Ratio, and then Not a Royal Doubt. And the other one, a test start has gone about 20 metres.
There we go. Loving Gabby. A lot of these slipper horses trialling this morning at Randwick, and she's come out and won her trial. We will listen to the next one too with Three of Debt, which will run. John, the third today, one Refire, 750, two Assault and Bar, 314, three Vermont, 210, four TikTok Man, 440, five Trigger, 850, six Classic Catch, 13, seven Out, eight Future Time, 11, nine Mr. Beasley, 15, and 10 Professor Marvel, 41. 210 favourite, three Vermont.
Yeah, look, I found this pretty tricky. I made a 4-1-3-8, Sean. I'm going to give it to TikTok Man here for Robin Luke Price. Look, I don't mind the way this went last time we saw it here at Goulburn. That was a 1,400-metre race, and it was really good there behind Russian Romeo. Seal the Duel ran third in the race. Kembla after that was not a bad run in its last run. I thought few excuses for it. So I just like gate one and where it might be in the run. It might get a nice little sit-off Vermont, and it might be able to get them down late at the value. So I'll go with TikTok Man. I think Refire will certainly improve here. He gets the blinkers on today, and look, was good last preparation a few times. Just didn't suit him last time, that race I mentioned earlier on. Lord Heron won it. Sakura Balenta, he got a mile back there and went deep. I think those blinkers might switch him on the extra trip as well. Look, Vermont's the query. At 210, he's short enough, Sean. Had a tough run on debut in a short race. He gets a crossover on and straight to 1,400 metres. So I think that shows a fair bit of intent. He'll lead, and he's the one they'll all have to run down, but certainly short enough in the market. And a Future Time. Look, he's 18 starts, this fellow, but he's been placed a few times. And although widely drawn, he might run a cheeky race for the exotics first up. 4-1-3-8 in race three, Sean.
Now the fourth, one Carruthers is 650, two Romeo Vella 370, three Art of Dance $7, four Battle Fury 9, five Gary from the Bull 11, six Your Witness $5, seven Halliday Road 18, eight Out of Finvara 23, nine Think Like a Fox 4, 10, 11 Out, 370 favourite, two Romeo Vella.
Yeah, $4 Think Like a Fox. She was about 850 last night, Sean. Look, I'm going to go with her, 9126. I just think she's a better mare than what the record reads. And a few of the runs, she look, I don't know whether she was really on target there a few times. She just seemed to lose a bit of concentration a couple of times in her races. But I know Danny's got a pretty good opinion of her, hence running her in a Class 3, and she's eligible for easier races. But she gets in with 54. I don't mind the gate for she's got a couple of options from there. And if she's come back okay, then she might take some beating against these. Originally at the 850, I thought she was fabulous value, but she's still handy at $4. I'll go with her. Look, Carruthers was terrific first up. He got back. He got a nice little lead into it, and he finished off strongly his first go as a gelding. Now, look, he'll run well again from gate three. He's up a little bit in weights, but with the right run, he'll finish strongly. Then you've got Paddy Singh on 79 winners, Sean, with Romeo Vella here. I wonder if this brings up win number 80 for him. He's been good his last couple, and he's going to have a bit of a tactical advantage on a few of these. He beat JT's the Fox at Albury, and he did a bit of work to do with JT's the Fox Rompton at Corowa. So the different form lines, but gate one, he's going to be he's probably the likely leader here. Hopefully he can hold them off. And six, Your Witness, gets back off them and's got a really good finish. It's raced well here at Goulburn in the past. So I like the race, Sean. Generally speaking, a class three, you get some nice progressive types, and that's what we got here. 9-1-2-6 for me, mate.
Okay, race five, Fillies and Mares Maiden, one out. Number two, Nishmia is 380. Three, Back in Black, 10. Four, Cadence, 950. Five, Kirkcaldy is 41. Six, Mimi, 260. Number seven, Polished Penny, 12. Eight, Cleverly, 650. Nine, One More Jewel, 151. 10, She Surreal, 17. 11, Amami, 16. 12, Quandrylass, 51. 13, Calway Dancer is 19 and 14 out. 260 favourite, number six, Mimi.
Yeah, I kept coming back to it too, Sean. I think the blinkers first time is the real key. She races like she desperately needs them. Look, I made it 6-2-8-3. She's got a good bit of fitness on her side from that one run at Wyong. Gets to the big track today, 1,400 metres for her. And the Blue Army, I just don't want to take them on, especially putting the blinkers on it the first time. Look, I don't know if it's outstanding value at $2.60, Sean, but I think it's got to go on top. Nishima. How do we say this? Nishmia. This one from the Snowdens. Look, it got back and wide there at Hawkesby. It's just not the right recipe there. It's better for that first up run. It comes down here to Goulburn and gets a good gate. So if it can just posse up that little bit handier, it might make the difference to it. It looks the main danger for me. Outside those, eight Cleverly. A real query this, Sean, the imported horse from the Hawks team, and it's had a couple of trials. They bring some nice ones down here, so I think they've picked the right race here, drawn out away from the fence. It might well suit it. A lot of these imports, I don't really like getting down and dirty in there in the middle, Sean, so this might suit it where it is. And three, I thought, was probably best of the rest, Back in Black. This ran really well here when we saw it ran second behind Everly. And then Hawksby and Kembla Grange have only been fair from back in the field. So judging by its run first up, it might not be too... I might have some claims at good odds. 6-2-8-3, mate.
All right, now race 6-1 out to Big Bad Bruce. $4, 3 Count Tipperary, 34. 4 Paulden, 41. 5 Pretorius, 260. 6 Supreme Deal, 12. 7, 8 and 9 out. 10 Hush Money, 850. 11 Kyushu, 11. Number 12, Maybe Easy, $9. 13, Splash, Spanish Rain, $10. 12, Unlock the Rock, $34. 15, Britzel, $18. And 16, When Will You Arrive, $31. Favourite at $260, number 5, Pretorius.
Sean, look, it took me a long time to go through this race. It's very hard to decipher. And look, I'm going to go with the 11 here. I made it 11, 10, 5 and 3. But I want to have a look at these parade, a few of these first starters, particularly Pretorius. Given that running it from the wide gate is usually a lead. But look, I'm for now 11, 10, 5 and 13. Thought he had a good chance with these two, Brad Witt up, and he's bringing them both here, which tells me he thinks they've both got a good chance. Look, Kyushu only had the one run. I saw it down here at Canberra. Bricks won the race. Lugalad ran second. Straight to the paddock, I don't mind that, and it's had two trials. So at the $11, I think this will run a cheeky race. Look, Hush Money, another one resuming for Brad Whitup. Chris Reith does the majority of riding for this yard. And look, I threw this in. It's been placed two of its four in easier grade, but it's got a nice favourable gate and a bit of race experience. That can take it a fair way. Look, Pretorius has got to be in there somewhere. It's had four trials going back, right back to October 17, Sean. I must have had a few issues, and he's seed and excel, but... they're pretty good with that breed, aren't they, the Blue Army. But they left it in, as I mentioned, from the wide gate. Even though we're down to a field of 12, it tells me that it must be ready to fire. and the market says likewise, and 13 Spanish Rain was okay at Nowra, and it'll put itself right in the race from the gate. But, yeah, keen to have a look at them in the yard, Sean. 11, 10, 5, 13, mate.
All right, now they're at the barriers for that next trial. We will take it. They're not loaded yet, free of debt. And this, now the seventh, one Perino, $3, two Magic Woo, 9, number 3, Baron Gong, 23, 4 out, 5 Age of War, $5, 6 A Soldier of Love, 8, 7 Wanui Force is 9.50, 8 out, 9 Height and 41, 10, 11 out, 12 Z Force, 8, 13 Tribuna, 440, and 14 Little Miss Chelsea, 126, 15 out. Favourite 3 even, 1 Perino.
Yeah, got to go with him. I know he's back from a, his most recent run, Perino, was at Randwick. That was a highway plate. The run prior was a benchmark 80, Sean. He's not frightened to run them with a bit of weight, Danny. And I guess the key is as long as it gets dodges the traffic, Perino was good when it won here. And look, I've got to go with it. 1, 2, 6 and 5. But kept it in here from the nice gate. I think it's just got a fair bit on them. So I'm going to go with Perino. Two Magic Woo. He's back to the scene of the crime. He won his maiden here on debut, and he signalled he's not too far off when he just run down there by Horn at down there at Nowra. He's going to run well here for sure. Six, this progressive horse, Soldier of Love for Bjorn Baker, and 5, Age of War broke his duck down there at Nowra, and he'll be on pace again here, but he's got a bit of class on them, the top. He 1, 2, 6, 5, Sean.
What's your best today, John?
Look, I think he's nice and progressive, Lord Heron. Race 2, number 4, Lord Heron. Best for me for Goulburn today, Sean.